DW.
Yasmin is sitting at a circular knitting machine. There's music from the radio in the background. There are around 20 of these machines inside this big, bright room at Bera Textil, an Istanbul-based fair trade and organic knitwear company. Today, Yasmin is working on a red sweater.
We like the things we make. When they come back ironed and packaged, they look even better and clean as quality products should be. Sometimes we ask our supervisor if we can keep something. Sometimes they say yes.
The 30-year-old has a close-fitting cardigan in mind. She's slim enough to carry it off well, she says. Her big eyes sparkle. This is Yasmin's first ever job.
We feel like we're treated well here and are very happy with our bosses. They respect us. We're like one big family here. It's very much a family atmosphere rather than an employee-boss kind of climate. They take our concerns seriously.
Mahir Yildirim and his partner have relied on the organic knitwear produced by Bera Textil for the past 10 years.
There are no more than three or four companies producing organic knitwear in Istanbul.
But that's not all. The company is also focusing more and more on improving and maintaining social standards for its 65 employees, explains Mahir, who is also the managing director.
It's not just that we pay our employees properly. Wages are also properly registered so that our employees are not insured on a minimum wage basis, but on the basis of what they actually earn. In this regard, we are way ahead of other companies.
Ergun Erşeri, the head of the Union for Employees in the Textile Industry, can only agree. According to him, only one-third of all employees in the sector are actually officially registered.
Because the authorities don't carry out enough checks, some employers try to cut costs in areas where they aren't really allowed to. In the end, what happens is that the customers who place the orders are the ones who enforce working conditions, something that the state should be doing.
The Cologne-based eco-fashion company Armed Angels has been working with Bera Textil for the past several years. Lavinia Mut is the sustainability manager. She's in Istanbul to take a look at the new collection. She regularly checks on the partner companies personally. They also have to disclose the books to her, but that's easier said than done.
You need to persuade them a bit, especially here in Turkey, we're dealing with modern and young management. But as a rule, when I want to see the wages, they always tell me, no, Lavinia, that would be just like opening my bedroom door.
But Mahir Yildirim says he is open to sharing the wage information, as he knows it will benefit the workers in the long run.
There's this social responsibility project called Fairware, where we regularly attend seminars which focus on things like workers' rights, marketing through fair work and production conditions. These seminars really help, as do the checks made by Fairware every year. For the past 3 or 4 years, we've worked a lot on the company. By the end of January, we will have achieved around 80% of our targets.
Lavinia from Armed Angels says it's important that the partnership remains equal, so that both companies keep an eye on each other.
If an audit takes place, a factory inspection, where they interview employees or even managers, then the staff will talk about our partnership and whether the production plans are appropriate or to what extent we're contributing to the wages.
Back in one of the production rooms, Yasmin is stacking finished sweaters onto a pile. From here, they are taken into the room next door to be ironed. Yasmin works from 9 in the morning until 7 in the evening, which includes breakfast, lunch and several tea breaks. She is free on the weekends and Bera Textil even offers their employees extra training.
Many of the women who work on the knitting machines are experienced, but we still get a first aid course from time to time just in case anything happens. We're also informed about our rights and are told what we can do if we want to file a complaint.
tür şeyleri zaten bahsediyorlar bizlere.
The economic situation in Turkey is difficult at the moment, and many companies are struggling. But Barry Textile is doing okay by comparison. Executive Director Mahir Yildirim thinks their fair production philosophy plays a role in this.
Finanse edemezsek zaten burada devam edemeyiz. Tabii ki finanse ediyoruz.
Of course, we've managed to finance everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We budget accordingly. Every month we have meetings with our financial advisors and our accounting department. And when things go wrong, we rework everything over and over again. We always plan a year ahead, so we're on the safe side financially, even if something unforeseen happens. We also have a redundancy fund. We have to be prepared for an emergency, like if we have to close or something goes wrong and we need to dismiss workers.
That's not likely to happen with Armed Angels. So far, Lavinia is pleased with the level of cooperation.
There have been a lot of investments over the past 20, 30 years in the textile industry. They make great products in Turkey. They have a lot of know-how. And of course, it's also close to Europe.
Keeping the delivery routes short is also important from a sustainability standpoint. For now, at least, Lavinia leaves satisfied that their eco-friendly partnership remains strong.
DW.